Welcome to the Coworkers Podcast with Jesse and Shaney,
where every believer is a coworker in God's mission.
Hey friends, welcome to the podcast today. We are going to be talking through the topic of missionary calling. If y'all have followed missions, been a part of missions, which we're assuming maybe that you are because you're tuning into this podcast, you recognize and probably know that missionary calling is this topic that is out there that circles around. Sometimes as we talk about it, I think it can be helpful to us. I think it also has maybe accumulated a lot of unhelpful associations, ideas somewhat mystical about how we would get a missionary calling. And so our goal today in the podcast is to really try to get to what some biblical clarity around the idea of missionary calling. Does the Bible have something specific to say about missionary calling? Is that a biblical reality? Or is that something we've just kind of inherited through church traditions, something that we point to? I hope you see, as a result of our time together today, that there is something that the Bible has to say to us about missionary calling, and it is an important issue because of the impact that it has on those of us who are sent out ones, both in our initial determining how we get to the field, and then even once we're on the field, the part that a missionary calling plays in what we do and who we are and even how we're able to stay there. And so we're asking the question today, is there something specific about that missionary calling? And if so, what does the Bible say about it?
Yeah, this topic is important to me because I had a couple years in college when I felt like God was calling me to do mission work. And I entered college as a business major, planning to go into either business or law, and I was really focused on pursuing what I will call the American dream. The respected, high-paying job, the great house, and the family. And somehow, by God's grace, I ended up doing some mission work during my summers, partially because I didn't have any great job prospects and I wanted a little adventure. But God worked during that time in my life and drastically changed my heart and my desires during those summers. He showed me how fulfilling ministry can be. And on a mission trip to Russia, I, for the first time, shared the gospel with someone who had never heard the name of Jesus before, which, of course, I knew there were lots of people in the world like this. I had grown up in a strong Baptist church, learning about missions my whole life, but experiencing that myself, talking to someone who had no idea who Jesus was, completely changed me. And I went back to our college campus and started an international student ministry. And through involvement in ministry and missions, God strengthened that desire inside me to do mission work. Now, after 15 years of mission work, Jesse and I really feel like our calling to be missionaries, to be sent out ones, is an important part of our identities. So this question comes up sometimes. Is every Christian a missionary? Yes, every Christian has an important role to play in expanding God's kingdom. But does the Bible teach that every Christian is a missionary? And if so, what does that say about this period in many people's lives, our coworkers' lives that we go through, where we feel like God is working in our hearts, changing our plans, we are counting the cost, and we make a big decision to leave our homes, families, countries, careers, and move to a new foreign country, often with a lot of difficulty involved, then what does it have to say about that? Or what does it have to say about this strong sense of calling that I feel, that Jesse and I have felt together for many years? And as we read the New Testament, as we do mission work, this sense of calling that we feel. My feelings on this topic definitely don't matter very much, but what the Bible says does matter, and that is what is the most important. And so that's what we want to look at together today with you. The Bible says that there are some people who are set apart to do mission work.
So as you know, if you've tuned into our podcast before, what we love to do is to dig into the Word of God together and to study it, to ask questions of the Bible, and to see the answers to our questions arise as we study His Word. Like we have before, we've put together a study on missionary calling from the Bible. And so like we talked about, just the importance of this issue as we think about the gospel going to the nations, continue to see the gospel progress, the kingdom expand, to see churches planted among those who've never had access to the gospel before. In order to see that happen, There need to be workers that go out. And in order for workers to go out, we think that the missionary calling, for them to come to an understanding that they are among those that have been set apart and sent out for this work, that's just a crucial piece for people to understand. So as we look in the scriptures and we look for what does the Bible say about calling, most often the wording of calling in the Bible refers to the calling of our salvation. It refers to the process of our salvation, of how God calls us to himself. But there are a few key passages where calling is spoken of in the Bible according to the way that we normally talk about a missionary calling. Now, these passages, they revolve around the figure of Paul, the Apostle Paul, and we're going to dig into three of those key passages in the study. But in each of the three, one of the first things I want us to note is that they use similar kind of distinctive language. Each one of them, in addition to talking about calling, they also use the phrase set apart. It's set apart for the gospel, set apart for the work. And so we see those two occur in combination with each other, calling and set apart, which almost serves like a signal that the thing that we're talking about is people who are distinctly set apart to be sent out for this type of work that we're talking about, this missionary work that we see in the scriptures. And so they're set apart to this particular work. There are some, like Shaney said, that God sets apart to be a part of this. And so that is a very basic, it's an important point. There is such thing as a missionary work to be set apart for. The work of missions, taking the gospel, pioneering new places, starting new churches, that is a distinct type of ministry that's different from pastoral ministry. It's different from other types of ministry we would be involved in. And when we see those that are called, what they go out to do is exactly that type of work. It's not the work of every believer. Mission work, again, it's not the work of every believer. So that's why when we talk about, is every Christian a missionary? What we're saying is, to affirm again what Shaney said, everybody's involved in disciple making. We all have a part to play in the Great Commission, but some have to go. So if that's true, how do we determine who those people are? What does the Bible say about that? And how even could you determine whether you are one of them? So for this study, we're going to take a look at three key passages. Acts chapter 13, the calling of Saul and Barnabas from the church in Antioch, Romans chapter 1, and Galatians chapter 1. And each of those will see that combination of words called and set apart and how those function for those who were called. Now, we recognize that each of these passages, the primary character involved is Paul, that these all have reference to Paul himself. As we're thinking through the idea of calling, we do recognize that Paul has a key role to play here, but we also think that these truths apply just beyond Paul. A couple of quick reasons I'll give you for that is that the calling we see in Acts chapter 13 is of Saul and Barnabas together. So that calling very clearly comes to them both. In Romans chapter 1, when Paul is referring to his own calling, he says that through Christ, we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of the faith for the sake of his name among all nations. And so it's these, a couple of clues in the text themselves, other things that we see throughout the New Testament that give us good reason to think that a lot of these truths apply just beyond Paul himself, but also apply to his other missionary co-workers, those that were on his team, those who were also a part of carrying out the work alongside of him. So let's take a look at these passages. We're going to begin in that famous chapter on calling from Acts chapter 13, where we see Saul and Barnabas called and sent out from the Antioch church. Acts 13, verses 1 through 3. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So here we see this classic picture in the scriptures of the church of Antioch, the leaders gathered together before the Lord, and we hear the words of the Holy Spirit. The only verbatim quote that we have of the Holy Spirit in the entire scriptures where he says, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them." See those, that combination of phrases I was talking about earlier, set apart and the work I have called them to. So we see very clearly again the instance of two workers. The Holy Spirit designates that they would be set apart and they're sent out specifically to the work. Now the work we know, if we read on in that chapter, the rest of chapter 13 and 14, the work they do is pioneering church planting among people who've not heard the gospel before. That is, again, what we take to be the missionary work, the pattern of work we find in the New Testament. But a few questions as we're reading through this passage to help kind of guide us through and talk about and understand a little bit more about calling. So question number one, who called Saul and Barnabas? Very clearly here we see that it was the Holy Spirit that did the calling. What were they called to do? It says specifically here, the work to which I have called them. So called to do that foundation laying work that they fulfill on the succeeding two chapters. What was the church's role in Saul and Barnabas ascending? The church gathered together those that were named prophets and teachers among the church. They were worshiping the Lord and fasting together when this calling came, when the words of the Holy Spirit came. And then after those words came, it says, after fasting and praying, they then laid their hands on them and sent them off. So there was an affirmation on the part of the local church of this calling and setting apart that the Holy Spirit had done. And then what had Saul and Barnabas been doing prior to their calling? If we look back at the founding, the story of the founding of the Antioch church in Acts chapter 11, we see that it was started by normal believers that were scattered by the persecution that began and arose in Jerusalem after the stoning of Stephen. And wherever they went, they were taking the gospel and proclaiming it in new places and among new people. And the result of them doing that faithfully was that a church started in Antioch. And so the church in Antioch began. The church in Jerusalem heard about it, and they sent Barnabas as their representative just to check on what was going there. Barnabas arrives, he rejoices at the work of the Lord, and then he goes and recruits Saul to come and join him. And it says there in chapter 11 that they stayed for a whole year teaching the church in Antioch. What that means is leading up to this, the time of this calling that we read about in Acts chapter 13, they were working together faithfully doing God's work among the church in Antioch, fulfilling their calling in whatever role they had for that time, and they were being faithful to what the Lord had called them to and the place where they were.
Along with Acts 13, let's also look at two other places where the Apostle Paul writes about his calling. We'll look at Romans 1 and Galatians 1. So in Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 15, in Paul's introduction to his letter to the church in Rome, he says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. Later in verse 5, it says, Paul has received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among the nations. And then Paul goes on to tell the believers in Rome how he thanks God for them and prays for them, and how he longs to see them and be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. And at the end of this passage in verses 14 and 15, Paul says, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. We see the same wording. Paul says he is called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. So in this chapter, let's answer these same questions. How does Paul describe his calling here? He's called to be an apostle. He's set apart for the gospel of God. In verse 5, he says he has received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations. He includes both an obligation and an eagerness. He says, I am under obligation to Greeks and to barbarians, to the wise and to the foolish. There was also an eagerness to preach the gospel to you also in Rome. What was Paul called to do? Well, he was called to preach the gospel to those in Rome and to be an apostle, to do this same foundation laying work that Jesse talked about in Acts 13. The third passage we'll look at is Galatians 1, 15 through 17. Paul writes, but when he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. How does Paul describe his calling here? He says, God had set me apart before I was born and called me by his grace in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Paul said his calling came from God and that God had set him apart even before he was born for this work. And what was Paul called to do? He was called to preach Christ among the Gentiles. So in all three of these passages, we find the calling defined as being set apart for this foundation-laying mission work.
So from this study, as we've taken a look just briefly at these three passages, we see some truths that start to emerge about missionary calling. So we want to zero in on four of these foundational truths that we believe are implications, biblical principles that come out of these instances of missionary calling that were just read about in the New Testament. So the first one is that the missionary calling comes from an encounter with God and his heart for the nations. We see that very clearly all across these three passages, that the initiator of calling, the idea for missionary calling, originates in God himself. That he is, even by his own words, the words of the Holy Spirit there in Acts chapter 13, he is the one who's calling and setting apart. The second point, the second foundational truth that we find is missionary calling comes through faithful engagement in God's work where we are. As we pointed out, Saul and Barnabas, prior to their calling there in 13, they had been faithfully laboring in the field in Antioch. We know that even prior to that time, the two of them were faithfully ministering wherever they were. Calling doesn't just arrive out of thin air. It arrives in the midst of us being faithful to carry out the work that God has for us wherever we are. And it's through that that we begin to discern God's calling. So through engaging in God's work where we are. The third foundational truth we find is missionary calling produces a godly ambition to be a part of God's mission among the nations. This is something Paul speaks to throughout his New Testament letters. We saw it very clearly in Romans chapter 1 that he has an obligation. And he talks about his ambition later in Romans chapter 15 to preach Christ where he's not been named. And so that's something, a reality that we experience, our coworkers experience, as well as that ambition to be a part of this work. And finally, the fourth foundational truth we see is that missionary calling includes affirmation by God's people. Seen most clearly in these passages there in the demonstration of the church praying, fasting, and laying on hands in Antioch as they send out Saul and Barnabas in good faith to the work that the Holy Spirit has called for them. So these four foundational truths working together, we believe, form important biblical principles for how we talk about, how we understand missionary calling according to the Bible.
Now, I'm guessing that we have some listeners who are working through for themselves. Am I called to be a missionary? Maybe you're in that period in your life where you're working through these things. I'm guessing we also have many listeners who have already worked through this, and maybe this is reminding you of the way God called you to this work. For each of these truths, we want to offer a few questions that will help you, especially those who are considering a calling, that will help you to think through it more for yourself. The first truth is the missionary calling comes from an encounter with God and his heart for the nations. A few questions to consider. How are you daily pursuing an abiding relationship with Christ through prayer and Bible study? How are you putting yourself in a position to hear from God that way? How would you describe from the Bible God's desire for the salvation of the nations and the missionary task? And third, how much do you know about the progress of the gospel around the world? The second point is that the missionary calling comes through faithful engagement in God's work where we are. So today, how are you being faithful where you are in preaching the gospel and making disciples? All churches are called to be a part of sending workers to the nations. How are you involved in that process right now in your local church? And third, how does praying for the nations form a part of your prayer life? Third, the missionary calling produces a godly ambition to be a part of God's mission among the nations. So how do the truths about God's heart for the nations and the state of the gospel affect you personally? Do you have a burden for the lost? How are your future plans and dreams impacted by God's mission among the nations? And do you have an increasing desire to be a part of this work? And the last point is that the missionary calling includes affirmation by God's people. So how have your church leaders or your church family affirmed this calling in your life? How have you involved your church family in praying with you through your plans for mission work? And how has the Spirit led you towards relationships or opportunities that point you to the nations?
So the idea of a missionary calling, we want everyone to see how crucial it is really for the body as a whole. The fact that, like we've said a couple of times throughout this episode, that there is a distinct calling for those who are sent out. That fact doesn't in any way lessen the value and the importance of all members of the body of Christ and everyone's participation in the Great Commission and in the overall missionary sending of the church. Because even though there may be some that are set apart, called to do this work, however many there are right now, we need more of them. We would all agree that there are people who are in our churches who either haven't heard that calling yet, they've not discerned it for themselves, there may be obstacles to them taking the steps of obedience to follow that calling, but all of us have a part to play wherever we are in the kingdom of God in helping people discern that calling for themselves and, as the body of Christ, sending them out to fulfill that calling and supporting them as they go, while we also are being faithful to fulfill the Great Commission wherever we are. So to help to that end of everybody in the whole body of Christ being a part of fulfilling and sending and even going within the missionary work, we have provided some resources on the study that you can find on the website. As you download that, you can take a look at some books, some podcasts, prayer apps to help you be a part of helping people identify, discern that calling for themselves, and then sending them out faithfully according to the Great Commission.